now, kicking off the show.
Now, Fox Sports 1280 Rochester and Salvatores.com present Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Go to Salvatores.com. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. It's Fishalicious. Donuts Delight at Empire and Culver. Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. every day. Palmer's Direct to You Market. 1872 Cafe. 431 West Main Street. A Coffee Revolution. Speedy Slice. Home of the $2 Speedy Slice. Now. Now.
3, 2, 1.
Live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, this is Kick This.
Good morning, soccer fans. Good morning, the world of soccer. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here live at the Bikini Bar in Delray Beach, Florida, today, and you are in beautiful Rochester, New York. His name is Rich Kicker Jones. Richie, baby, good morning and welcome, man. I can't believe we're doing this show via satellite like this again.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy?
So, Richie, what have you been doing? I listened to a little bit of your wrestling show, a lot going on in the world of wrestling. You're still doing Wheeze occasionally. You are all over iHeartRadio, brother.
I am. I am the producer for the Carl Falk Show, 3 to 6, Monday through Fridays, on this very station. But, yeah, doing Wheeze. I've been doing DeTullio Moran this past week. I've got, let's see, what else can I possibly be? I'm also on the air every Sunday morning on 95.1 from 6 to 9 a.m. if you ever want to check it out. I'm all over the place, you know.
And you're still doing the roller derby? Are you actually roller derbying? Are you reffing? Are you coaching?
I'm announcing right now. I'm still involved with the men's team. I'm not playing with the men's team this year, but I've still an announcer. Actually, as soon as I get done today, I'm driving out to Rome, New York, to call a doubleheader for the Central New York team.
Wow, man, busy man, Rich Kicker Jones, baby. So here's my deal. My wife decided to surprise me, take me to Florida for my birthday. I turned 49 again, my ninth celebration of my 49th birthday last week. Right after we stood an extra day to go to the Austin Giorgio concert at Jiva, sold out. What a show. This kid's going to be a superstar. So we head out, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, a week in Florida, man, it's going to be tough. But there's so many people that we've run into out here in Florida. We got to spend some time, which is kind of cool. But I ran into, like, a pizza guy. So I'm going down the street. You know, I got my 72 pinto. I had the top cut off because, you know, we got the blue tarp like they put on the roofs here in Florida. And we use that when it rains. But I got my 72 pinto, and I'm going up, like, Atlantic Avenue, Delray, and I see a pizza guy. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the Pontillo's guy from Webster. That's Jerry Fricano. So we pulled over, and it was Jerry and his wife, Andrea, and her brother, Georgie, and their daughter, Olivia. They're all kind of hanging out in Delray with her father, Tony, who I've known forever, and his wife, Becky. So we kind of hung out and said hello and all that. Then last night, same thing. I'm walking up Atlantic Avenue. Atlantic Avenue is kind of like Park Avenue in Rochester. And I see Tony and his wife, Becky. So we, you know, we go in, we hang out with them for a while, have a drink. And then all of a sudden, Cousin Polly from Chicago is there. And Cousin Polly's dad, Paul, was there, and his girlfriend's. Basically had, you know, if I sound like I'm draggy right now, I usually don't drink. Richie, dude, I mean, there was a Russian waitress/server. Her name was Angelina. Not Angelina from the pizzeria, not my daughter-in-law Angelina, but Angelina. And she was from Russia. And my wife, what does she do? She keeps on ordering white Russians. Like, honey, that is so offensive. But anyway, we had an amazing time. We had a long night here, but we got a lot. Rich, we got a lot of soccer news to cover today. I'm going to have two special guests on, one to cover outdoor American soccer, one to cover indoor/arena American soccer, because American soccer is all I really care about. We're going to go to those two guys this hour. Next hour, it's the word on the street. We've been doing it for like 25 years during Jeff DeVeronica's high school off season, and usually we have like, you know, established business people on, the who's who in the Rochester business world. Well, there's this young couple that their story to me is so intriguing. that I decided to feature them on the Word on the Street. So next hour, we're going to be focused on Rock and Soul Fitness, a brand new boutique fitness center in Webster, New York, with an amazing story that I think our listeners are going to enjoy. Even if they're, even you soccer people that just care about soccer, you're going to enjoy this because it's motivating. When two young people decide to get into business, they don't really need to get into business. They both have great, great jobs, but they do it for the love of helping people get fit and helping them feel good about themselves. So that's the next hour here on this exact same station. It's called Word on the Street. And if you're listening on your iHeart Radio app, you don't have to move on anything. You don't have to touch nothing. It's right then and there, right there at school. But this week, Richie, I talked to Awesome Al, the awesome one. You know Awesome Al, right?
Of course I know Awesome Al. His mom wanted a boy and his dad wanted a girl. I can't remember the story behind
that. No, his dad wanted to name him Al and his mom wanted to name him Awesome. So they named him Awesome Al, Richie. Come on, okay. We've been saying the same story for 30 years almost. We did the show together, buddy. Come on.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny.
No. but Awesome one, he reached out to me this week and he loves the show. He's a longtime listener. And Chris from The World According to Chris, here's the deal. Chris is reaching out to me, wants to know what's going on with the Rhinos. Now, I reach out to the Rhinos because a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen. Are they coming back? Are the Dworkins going to renew their lease? What I understand from the Dworkins and from the city officials that they need to re-sign their lease or come to some type of lease agreement sometime early September. I'm not going to say September 1st. I'm not exactly sure. I reach out to the Dworkins to find out, and I haven't heard back yet. So we're getting close, man. We're almost 20 days away from the end of the month. So we should find out soon if the Dworkins are going to renew their lease, stay at the stadium, bring back the Rhinos. Are the Rhinos coming back in USL Pro? Are they coming back in a different level? Are the Rhinos going to move to a stadium somewhere else? Are they going to build a stadium somewhere else at Dworkins? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot going on, behind closed doors, I think. But people wonder what's going to happen with the Lancers. I told the Dworkins that if they renew their lease, we would stay at the stadium. And if they don't, this is the outdoor Lancers and the lady Lancers, including the MVP of the league, Brooke Barbuto, the lady Lancers. If the Dworkins renew their lease, we'll stay at the stadium with the Dworkins. If they move and build a stadium somewhere else, it's probably not going to happen in time for our season. So we'll probably go back to Aquinas. That's all I really know. I'm not in the position, nor do I want to, and I don't think my partners would like to take on the risks and the headache of a stadium. It's a big monster, man. It's not like, running a little pizza shop. Running a stadium of that magnitude and that size is a full-time major financial commitment and time commitment. So it's something that, someone, close to retirement has no desire to do. So that's not going to happen for me. But maybe somebody else out there in Monroe County wants to get involved with the Rhinos and save the stadium, whatever, if the Dworkins don't. We're not sure. We hope to hear from the Dworkins soon on that. Indoor Lancers, people are saying, what's going on? I think it's only fair to give the Rhinos and the Dworkins their fair time right now to kind of work out their issue with the city and the stadium and the league and USL Pro. And then we'll decide, what we're going to do. So that's kind of what I shared with Chris a little bit. And Chris is like, well, Sam, why don't you get involved with the Rhinos? Why don't you get involved with the Dworkins? I, again, have no desire at this stage in my life to be involved with the USL, USL Pro, NASL, any of these leagues that want to pretend to be MLS. I just think MLS is so on its game right now where every other league to me is the same. I don't think the NPSL or the USL Pro is any different, with quality of play and style of play and all that stuff. So I like the NPSL. I think it's a safer formula for me and what I think soccer in America is right now. I like the development of it. Two of our players are going to the MASL this upcoming season, so that makes me happy. College players are getting looks from Division I schools that are playing in Division II right now. That makes me happy. That's where I want to go with soccer. But after the Rhinos decision, then we will make a decision on what's going to happen with indoor soccer in Rochester, New York. I call it indoor. Some call it arena. One of our guests today is going to refer to it as arena soccer. We all grew up with it. It was on national TV as indoor soccer, so I'm going to call it indoor for now. Speaking of that, last week we had on Marco Terminese, who's going to play for the Canadian national team, or play for the Canadian national team against the Baltimore Blast slash Team USA. And what a match that was. Of those of you that watch it online, Baltimore Blast ended up winning with the Capino brothers. Joey Capino's in goal, Andrew Hoxie playing for Baltimore. They ended up winning 8-7, but Marco Terminese was injured in the match, but he's doing better. I talked to him earlier in the week, and he said it's nothing really that serious. So hopefully Marco will come out of retirement and play for either the Orlando Seawolves or maybe even the Florida Tropics. We'll see what happens there. But, Richie, man, that's all I got for my first opening segment here. But, you know, my buddy Chris out there, the world according to Chris, brother, listen, right now we don't know what's going to happen with the Rhinos, but we know we have the Lancers. So if you're looking for an outdoor soccer fix, the Lancers will be here next season. If the Rhinos are here, the Lancers will be as supportive as possible with the understanding that they're Division One and we're Division Two or Three. So we get it. The Lady Lancers are your only women's team in town at that level, and they're exciting to watch. So I hope to see everyone. I hope everyone gets a Lancers season ticket soon. And for all of you that bought Lancer jerseys, thank you so much for your support. And we have a few left, and you can get a hold of Kayla at ourlancers.com, and you could get whatever jersey is still available. I think they're going for $75 each. And you get a player jersey worn by a player in a match, Lady Lancer or Men's Lancer NPSL. So ourlancers.com for season tickets. And if you want to reach out to Kayla, it's Kayla at ourlancers.com. Richie, let's go to our first break. We come back. We're going to come back with Michael Lewis, where there's a lot going on in MLS. MLS is becoming like the NFL. There's a lot of controversy right now, and it's crazy what's going on. I mean, there's racism issues. There's coaches getting suspended while they're suspended. We're gonna talk to Michael Lewis about that. There's some juice going on right now in the MLS, so we'll find out about that. And this song here goes out to my wife, Linda, who took me to this amazing all-paid vacation for my 49th birthday. So, Linda, this is for you, and it's a special version of this song. So listen to it if you could. We'll be back on Kick This Worldwide. Rich Kicker Jones is in the studios in Rochester, New York. I'm Soccer Sam. I'm coming to you from the Bikini Bar in Delray, Florida.
Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own. And in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm between my arms, barefoot on the cross, listening to our favorite song. When you said you loved a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Welcome to Tim Hortons.
I'll take a coffee and...
How about a bagel breakfast sandwich? They're just 2 for $4.
Oh, I like that.
Freshly prepared with savory sausage, fluffy egg, and melted cheese on a freshly baked bagel. Just 2 for $4.
I like that. I just fist bumped your speaker.
Oh, I just fist bumped you back.
Get 2 sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a plain bagel or English muffin for just $4. Or mix and match for $4. Great quality at a great value. It's all good at Tim Hortons. No substitutions or additions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
L'amore che ci ha accompagnato. diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi, e siamo sempre bambini.
Wow, that's one beautiful song. It's Ed Sheeran with Andrea Bocelli. It's an amazing, beautiful song and a version of that. I know there's a Beyonce version also, but I suggest you download that song and or buy it or whatever you do. Now, I don't even know. I don't have an 8-track in my car anymore. It's not working, Richie. I tried to put an 8-track player in this little gizmo, like it's the size of like the plug-in for your computer. So my 8-track tape player wouldn't work. So I don't know. But whatever you use, Andrea Bocelli with Ed Sheeran. I think the song's called Perfect. Is it, Richie, called Perfect?
It is called Perfect. And, you know, you think about it, 8-track tapes are the size of people's cell phones nowadays.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
Yeah, how everything's changed. But, you know, Richie, a lot going on in the world of soccer. During the break, Awesome Al reached out to me about, hey, what do you mean the Zorkins might be building this new stadium? I say that. I said, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, is that going to move the team? Are they going to move the team to a new stadium in Rochester? Are they going to stay where they're at? I don't think anyone knows yet. And maybe Michael Lewis from FrontRowSoccer.com and Lancer Hall of Famer and one of the weekly hosts of Soccer's Kicking the Grass can find out soon on what's going to happen with the Rhinos, because I can't find out right now. So we'll find out what's going to happen. But Michael Lewis, right now, Mr. Lewis, the MLS is feeling like the NFL with all this controversy. I mean, coaches are getting suspended while they're suspended. I mean, there's this racial issue happening in an MLS/US Open Cup game. There's a lot, MLS star players aren't showing up for the All-Star game. What is going on in this world right now, Michael? Tell me, what's going on with, well, first of all, let's talk about Mike Pecky and what's going on there, brother.
Well, first of all, just about MLS, I guess it's becoming like any other sports league in the United States and many soccer leagues or football leagues in the world. It's got your usual controversies, which is good or bad depending on your vantage point. Yeah, Mike Pecky, he was fined. This is incredible. I've never heard of this before, and I've covered some unusual coaching situations in my career, including a few with the Rochester Lancers, sitting next to Don Dragon Popovich, the Lancers coach, when he guided the team from the roof of the Hollander Stadium press box. But Mike Pecky got fined from the league because he went into a restricted area while he was suspended from a game. And I know Mike pretty well from his playing days and coaching days with the Red Bulls. He's now the Real Salt Lake coach. He's not afraid to speak his mind. I don't know where, you know, whether he went into the locker room or he went to the bench by accident or something to that effect, but he got a slap with an undisclosed fine.
So he got fined.
I'm sorry.
So Michael, he got fined while he was fined, while he was suspended. He got suspended again and fined for kind of like crossing, you know, the restricted line. And, I mean, it's just like, I'll tell you, with all the craziness that's going on in other sports, to me that's crazy. MLS is taking that stance. What about the MLS players not showing up for the big gala game, the Juventus game, the MLS All-Star game? One key player didn't show up. Tell me about that.
Yeah, basically, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Los Angeles Galaxy's star, maybe superstar, might want to call him too. He did plenty of traveling over the last several weeks, and basically he did not want to go from the West Coast to the East Coast and then back to the West Coast again for a game, so he skipped the game. He wanted it to rest. According to MLS regulations, if you are voted onto the All-Star team and you skip it, you have to sit out your next team's game. The same thing happened to NYCFC.
Yeah, no, Michael, no, that I agree with. I mean, like, look it.
I'm sorry.
The stadium, a lot of people came to see him. You know, I don't think one game is enough. I think it should be, you know, half the season. I think it should be $1 million fine. I mean, this is a marquee player. To me, that's more serious than a coach, you know, basically wandering off in the locker room after a game to congratulate his players for winning. But that's nuts. Now, what about this racial thing that happened in the Open Cup game? I read a little bit about it on your website, frontrowsoccer.com. You cover everything in the world of soccer in America. It doesn't seem like there's much, you know, juice to this, but you think something's going to happen here?
I don't think anything is going to happen. I'll try to put this into a context. Supposedly, a member during a U.S. Open Cup game on July 18th, a member of the Portland Timbers threw a racial epithet at L.A. football club player Adama Diamante. There was a multi-week investigation, and the U.S. Cup Education and Discipline Panel conducted a hearing, reviewed evidence, and could not come up with, anything. They said they if an epithet was used at all. So nothing is going to happen about with that. I know both teams have made their own statements afterwards, and it's an ongoing soap opera. But I think for the time being, it's probably done until, of course, these two teams meet again. It's funny, LAFC has a great rivalry with LA Galaxy in their own town, but right now another rivalry on the West Coast with Portland, which could come down to maybe who wins the Western Conference title. But until I have more evidence, U.S. Open Cup Committee is not going to rule.
Yeah, I mean, and it's unfortunate. I hope to God nothing like that really happened. But you think with all the cameras and the mics that are out there, somebody would have caught it. And if so, that player should be suspended for maybe life. But former Cosmo player, former Red Bulls player, Giovanni Severinese, you just talked about the Portland Timbers, probably one of the hottest teams in the country right now. Former A-League team, drawn maybe 500 people at a game, now are one of the hottest tickets on that coast. Tell me about the Portland Timbers and Giovanni Severinese, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you're close enough. No, you did it well, Sam. Giovanni Severinese coached the Cosmos for the last 5 years in the North American Soccer League, guided them to three titles. A lot of people said, well, what do you expect? You got good players. You attracted good players because they were the Cosmos. That did not hurt, but Giovanni Savarese has proven he's a very good coach with the former NASL team. Now he's proving it with the Portland Timbers. He's a very savvy coach. He knows talent. He played for the Venezuelan national team, and granted, I know they've never made it to the World Cup, but he was a quality player for them. And he knows how to put a team together. Portland started out really, really slow this year. I think they were winless in their first six games. Now they just can't seem to lose a game. And, he inherited a pretty good team from Caleb Porter, but any coach worth his or her salt, they're not going to just, stand by and just use the same team that they might have inherited. He's going to use players that he thinks can do the job. So he's taken out some maybe fan favorites, some players that played well in the past, but maybe don't fit into his system. And Portland is one of the most, arguably the most dangerous side in MLS these days, and could go far. I know it's only the beginning of August. The playoffs don't start until the end of October, but you've got to start handicapping playoff potentially solid teams, and they're one of them.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the Portland Timbers, those of you who watch the games, try to catch an MLS game on TV, watch Portland Timbers. They got this guy, it used to be Timber Jim, he was the original one, but he was a real lumberjack, and he would just cut a piece of log every time a player scored a goal. And instead of having like a dance team or a big wild celebration like the Lancers do with the song that we do, you would hear the chainsaw go on, and Timber Jim slices a piece of this log and then hands it to the player that scored the goal, and that's been going on forever. I know there's a new lumberjack now doing it, but I did a whole story on that when they were in the A-League. This has been going on maybe not the A-League, maybe it was USL, but on the Soccer Sam TV show, I did a whole story of it. I have the footage of that. I interviewed him and everything. He was like a real-life timber, a lumberjack guy, and soccer was his passion. And he created this whole, aura about him, and he was like their mascot. A real lumberjack was their mascot. But I agree with you, Michael. I think the Portland Timbers are going to go all the way this year, and I hope Giovanni Severinici does well with it. Speaking of the Cosmos and his past, Carlos Mendez, one of the first players he signs when he takes over the Cosmos several years back in the NASL, he's now the NPSL Coach of the Year. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and Carlos once played for the Rochester Rhinos way back in, 2003, 2004, I believe, way back then. Carlos, in his first year as coach, he just retired as a player. He was the captain of the Cosmos all 5 years during Giovanni Savarese's reign. And Carlos, did a very, very good job. They had Cosmos B team. Finished 10-0 during the regular season. They couldn't get past the FC Motown in the Northeast Region NPSL playoffs, but did a very, very good job in his first year. I mean, if you take a look at some of the coaches that Carlos Mendez played under, he had some fabulous teachers, starting in Rochester with Pat Erkley. With the Metro Stars, you have Bob Bradley, Juan Carlos Osorio, Bruce Arena, Robert Warzika, I believe he was coaching Columbus when Carlos was there, and then of course Giovanni Savarese. And during the years, if you're a player and you want to go into coaching, you take notes, some mental, some stuff you write down. And I asked Carlos about what he did during his playing days, and he was preparing to become a coach. He wasn't telling anyone, not making a big advertisement about it, but he was taking a little from each coach. And those are some really impressive coaches with some really great resumes.
And there's one guy that doesn't get any credit, but his name is Craig Demon. And Craig Demon took Carlos Mendez under his wing when Craig was with the Rhinos, and Craig had a sniff at MLS, and when Carlos went to MLS, Craig gave him a lot of advice and guided him, and was really one of his mentors. And it's kind of cool to see Carlos Mendez go so far right now. Originally as a captain for the Cosmos, and now as the coach, and winning the NPSL Coach of the Year. NPSL Championship was last week, and it was Miami FC, one of the teams I go watch when I'm here in Florida. They beat Motown FC 3-1 in NPSL Championship. Michael, the big news in soccer right now is the Courage, the North Carolina Courage. In my opinion, and maybe your opinion, I think it's one of the best soccer teams ever. Right now, the Courage are 15-1-5. In the last few games that they tied, they just really aren't playing that, aren't trying that hard. They made the playoffs already. They secured a playoff spot. They secured home field advantage. They have 50 points, and the closest team to them is Seattle with 33 points, and then Orlando behind them with 30 points. But tell me about the Courage and what your man there is doing with it with the team.
Yeah, they, I'll just start right on. They at the moment are the best NWSL team we've ever seen in the regular season. They just crank out victories or at least get ties on the road. Last night they got a 1-1 draw in Chicago. Sam Kerr, the incredible Sam Kerr, scored for Chicago, but they got a point on the road. Paul Riley, who coached the Western New York Flash, and he made his name as a player and a coach here on Long Island. A lot of Long Island Rochester connections here today, a lot. He knows talent. He knows it's one thing to know talent. It's another thing to know the best talent to put together to play well on the field. So he's put together a team that has many quote unquote star names. You've got Lynn McDonald, you've got Crystal Dunn, and others, but he also has some really good, so-called no-name worker players. And they are a formidable team that if they don't win the NWSL title this year, it will be considered a big disappointment, given the talent they have and the depth that they have on the club. So many things going well for them this year.
Yeah, and you talked about Rochester connections. I mean, Scott Vail is the assistant coach, and his wife, McCall Zerboni, in my opinion, one of the best players in soccer right now, including playing for our national team. So that connection. But the real connection is Kiwi Aaron Lyons and Rich Randall helped form that team when they were the Western New York Flash, and most of their key players were brought in by Rich. Rich did a lot of the negotiating and did a lot of the scouting, and Kiwi Lyons saw something special. A lot of these young players, they didn't have a big budget. So they were going after the college kids coming right out of college or players that had a bad run somewhere else. And next thing you know, they're just lacking that coach that could keep everyone together, and that's Paul Riley. So best of luck to the Courage. Michael, before I let you go, I know that Wednesday is the U.S. Open Cup semifinal. Who's in it, brother?
Well, it was this past Wednesday. You had Philadelphia versus Chicago, and then you had the LAFC versus, and I've got a mind blank right now on who they played. But in the first game, it was a doubleheader that night, an East Coast, West Coast situation. Philadelphia beat Chicago 3-0. They advanced to the finals. And yes, mm-hmm. Now it has come back to me. Houston Dynamo overcame LAFC. Wild game. It was a 3-3 draw after 120 minutes, and Houston managed to get past them 7-6 in penalty kicks. It's a fun game to watch, a fun game to write about. If you're a coach, yeah, I don't know how fun that is, but definitely a classic, definitely a classic Open Cup match. Both these teams have never won. Philadelphia and Houston have never won the Open Cup crown, so there's going to be a new champion decided in September 26th in Houston.
Both MLS teams, and still the Rhinos are the only non-MLS team to win the U.S. Open Cup in 1999 under Coach Pat Erkley and the ownership group of Frank DeRoss, Chris Economides, and Steve Donner. So that's some history there. Michael Lewis, I'll be listening to you Monday night, Soccer Speaking the Grass, and obviously I'll be reading your stuff on Front Row Soccer all week long, every day. Like you throw out 3, 4, 5 key stories all day long, every day, 7 days a week. I don't even know how you find time to do all that. Well, Michael Lewis, thanks for being part of Kick This Worldwide.
Listen, I don't know how I find time to do it, too, but thank you very much. I appreciate it. Great being on again, as always.
Thank you. He's Michael Lewis. He's a Hall of Famer, a Lancers Hall of Famer. Richie, we're going to go to break right now. We come back. We're going to find out what's going on in the world of indoor American soccer or arena indoor soccer. His name is Greg Suddy, and Greg, the guy's like, he is the man. He's doing so many different things to help the game of soccer. I love his passion, and you can read about all his stuff, and you see videos of him, and we're going to find out more, how you find out more about it. But I want to find out what new teams are coming in the Major Arena Soccer League this upcoming season, and what's going on with San Diego Soccer. I mean, a lot going on in the city of San Diego right now. I mean, a hockey team went there, and there's rumors an NBA team might go there. A lot going on in San Diego right now. I want to find out from Greg, does that affect the soccer's future with all these new teams coming into that market? But the biggest thing is, man, what this guy brings to the table. We're going to find out from Greg when we get back here. And let me get my soccer ball out, and I'll juggle throughout the break with my favorite soccer juggling song. I'm Soccer Sam. You're not. And you're listening to Kick This Worldwide.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. So the staff here has been screaming out, I got another slug, quite a bit. Then Tanya told me her new bestie was Quincy.
a spider. I was worried and didn't know what to do until I found out everyone's obsessed with this mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. It's insanely popular. Everyone loving it. Tony's saying it's easy, it's fun, filled with adorable little critters, and it's totally free to download. It's called Best Fiends. Click to download Best Fiends for free. Like Friends, but minus the R. Best Fiends.
Death.
We are back on Kick This Worldwide. This is Soccer Sam here in Florida at the Bikini Bar. Rich Kicker Jones in the studios in beautiful downtown Rochester. And now we go to San Diego. I don't even know how you do this, Richie, how you pull this all off. But San Diego, California, where it's beautiful, sunny, and 3 hours early, I think. His name is Greg Sutty. Greg, am I saying your name right? Is it Greg Sutty?
Yeah, you got it.
Greg, I mean, I've been struggling with names. I had to change my real first name. I couldn't even say it, so I changed it to Soccer Sam. I used to call my parents Mam and Dad. I struggle with names, so I'm glad I got your name right. Brother, you are everywhere, all over the world of soccer, covering the game of soccer, including the San Diego Soccers and the legends like Julie V, one of the all-time greatest NASL outdoor players, NASL indoor players. Tell me about what you're doing with the Julie V collection and more.
Well, there's quite a few things happening right now, Sam, and thanks so much for having me on your show today. So Julie and I got together about 4 months ago originally when I did a Ponto Off the Wall interview with him, and I've got about 14 of those now, and most of them are soccer players. I've gone off the reservation a little bit and interviewed Bernie Lillivois and Nick Pereira, but Julie and I got together. And what we started talking about, you go into his home, and we did the interview at his home, and he's got this just amazing collection of all of his memorabilia and his personal career. But it's all on, you know, newspaper clippings and old school film and that kind of stuff. So what he asked me to do was to digitally archive these thousands of different individual items. So I've been working with him doing that and getting that done. And that's just one of the things that I've found myself putting my hands into lately. It's pretty exciting these days.
Now, the Ponto Off the Wall, on Facebook, your name is Greg Ponto Sutty.
That's
so
right.
What does Ponto mean?
Ponto is actually a nickname, and it means, in Portuguese, it means score, okay? But that's not where it came from. It's actually something of a reach from the word puente, which is bridge, and it's kind of a long story where that came from, but it's a nickname, and I've run with it from the kids gave it to me here, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and I've just sort of used it and branded the video interviews that I've been doing with that name. There's some other things going on though too, Sam. I mean, I'm doing the Soccer's Insider monthly video news magazine. This is something that I'm doing with it's a monthly deal right now. It might go twice a month here coming up in the next couple of months right before the season starts. That's also on Turpin Boards, by the way, is the Turpin Boards YouTube channel is where all of this stuff can be found. And then I'm also starting up Facebook Live on location. I've been doing some of those during the watch parties with the Soccers for the World Cup. I did one, it's sort of like the Pono Off the Wall interviews, except for I do these live. What we're going to do is roll that into a pretty exciting thing happening, and that is a post-game show during the regular season for the San Diego Soccers for all of their home games. So it's pretty neat stuff.
I mean, the MASL is on fire right now, and with guys like you and all you guys do, you at Sydney at the Surfing Boards and all the content that you bring to the soccer fan is what the sport needs, because the mainstream media isn't covering our sport either outdoor right. enough or obviously indoor arena enough. Now, back to the Ponto thing really quick. Are you a Portuguese-American?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Are you a Portuguese-American? You said
no.
It's a Portuguese.
Okay, I am. My heritage is Scottish, and the terminology, I live in Southern California, so there's a little bit of Spanish influence here in the region. But like I said, it was given to me by a bunch of young men that I used to mentor, and I used to ask. There's another story to it, And this may be the story that the children would have told you, the young men would have told you. There's a local beach here in San Diego called Ponto. That's the name of the beach. And it's really nearby. I've never made that association because I'm not really a, I'm not a surfer. I'm not a beachgoer guy. So I've never made that kind of connection. But that may have been where the kids came up with it. I really don't know. All I know is in my research, where have you guys done this? Where has it come from? And I like the fact that Ponto means score in Portuguese.
I like it. Well, the reason I got good friends that are Portuguese, my best friends are Portuguese, and I was rooting for Portugal in the World Cup, and I play soccer with one of them, Duncan Dom.
Nice.
He always calls me Budo when I'm playing, and I don't know what it means, and so I was just wondering maybe if you knew, but that's what I was going with. But what about your mobile studio? What's going on with the? Is that what you use for all these podcasts? You use
right. So since all of these interviews things started, I've been building up the mobile studio. What the mobile studio is, it's a quality video camera, teleprompter, production lighting, you know, the different kinds of studio lighting, a green screen, studio microphones. And the reason I call it a mobile studio is because all of it packs up into a couple little bags, and I've been using this to take off on site. The Ponto Off the Wall interview that I did most recently was with Nick Pereira, and it's outdoors, sitting on the side of the practice field where he's the director of coaching. And he just broke away from his job, sat down with us for 40 minutes and did an interview there. And all of this production equipment comes out of the back of the car and we set up. I don't use the green screen on location, but yeah, it's very mobile and it's pretty high quality stuff. So my production quality has improved a lot in the last couple of months.
I think it's like ESPN-ish, and I'm not kidding you. Listen, I need a favor from you. Could you stay through the next break with us? Because I want to find out what's going on with new teams coming in the MASL, the Toronto team, what's going on with that. I want to talk to you one more segment. Can you do it with me?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back here on Kick This Worldwide with Greg Suddy. He's in San Diego. I'm in Florida. Rich Kicker Jones is in Rochester, New York. You're listening to Kick This Worldwide, and I'm Soccer Sam, and guess what? You're not.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. So the staff here has been screaming out, I got another slug, quite a bit. Then Tanya told me her new bestie was Quincy. A spider? I was worried and didn't know what to do until I found out everyone's obsessed with this mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. It's insanely popular. Everyone loving it. Tony's saying it's easy, it's fun, filled with adorable little critters, and it's totally free to download. It's called Best Fiends. Click to download Best Fiends for free. Like Friends, but minus the R. Best Fiends.
Do you hear that?
The music? That's my water bottle. It's an Aquio.
Huh, funny.
Funny nothing. Aquio is a stylish bottle and a detachable Bluetooth speaker. I only have to carry one thing to the beach, and it fits in my car's cup holder. I've been bumping iHeart radio stations all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Aquio is waterproof, BPA-free, and double-wall steel insulated, so it keeps my drinks cool for, like, 24 hours. Pretty sick.
Can it teach me how to surf?
I don't think it works like that.
To learn more, check out AquioBottles.com.
Finish summer strong when you mix and match the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Buy one, get one half off at GNC. Nourish skin at every age with vitamins and collagen, or fuel results with protein, testosterone support, weight loss solutions, and more. Buy one, get one half off. Plus, stay on track with Total Lean Protein Shakes. Now buy two, get one free. Shop online or in-store to save big during GNC's huge summer sales event. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. GNC. Live well. Exclusions apply. See an associate for details.
Yes, sir.
Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead, 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 dead. Gotta get dead.
We are back. Gotta get dead. It's boom, boom, off the walls. Arena soccer all over the world. One of the greatest sports in the country, I think, maybe in the world. Arena indoor soccer. Greg Suddy, he's covering this sport like nobody else I know. From the turf and board segments to the Ponto off the wall, the MS off the wall, I go all day long. What is going on, Greg? I need you to tell me,
hey,
what is going on? I'm hearing rumors. Three new teams coming in the Major Arena Soccer League. Is that true?
Well, we've got news from Dallas, which is a restart. Dallas Sidekicks, man, that's an old-school team that's been around for years, a great brand in the game. And, yeah, the Dallas Sidekicks look like they're going to be back on the field again this year. The Orlando Seawolves. Orlando looks like they're a team that has moved from Cedar Rapids. I think that the franchise or the ownership group or something like that has something to do with the Cedar Rapids Rampage that folded at the end of last season. But it's a brand-new team, a lot of new signings. There's a couple of guys that made the move. I think Gordy Gerson has gone all the way down, stayed with that group from Cedar Rapids to Orlando. Toronto, there was a notice, I don't know, a year ago, maybe more, that this team from Canada was going to show up, and then it almost like fell off the radar. Nobody heard anything about it. There was some rumbling going on about what's going on. Hey, the season's going to start here relatively soon. What's happening? And we just got notice a couple of days ago. They released a logo. Yes, in fact, this team is up and running. I got some information from and contacted by the leader of their fan group, their booster group, that is real excited, wants to talk to me, and the two of us will get together and do something here pretty soon to initiate that information, throw it out there to the public, what's going on with that team, and from that point of view. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. Three new teams coming on board. Of course, we've got the brands that have been around for so long with the Blast, the Sockers, the Comets, the Wave, the Stars. So there's a bunch of teams that are staying strong with us. I think it's going to be a really exciting season.
I agree with you there, and I know Chris Kokalis from Orlando was with Cedar Rapids. He's building an amazing team there. In Toronto, they're saying that on September 12th, they're going to give more information on the team name and all that. But right now, they released a logo. It's kind of an M that looks like the Mickey Mouse M, and then it's got a star, like a Tacoma star, like the Tacoma Star star. So I don't know about that logo yet. I don't know, but I just hope it's not an FC or SC, because I hate the FCs and the SCs. If you listen
Me
to the
too.
Show, you know, we grew up in a different generation where teams had cool nicknames like the Sockers.
Yeah,
but
speaking of
San Diego Sockers, San Diego Sockers is one of the best franchises of all time. Phil Salvaggio does an amazing job there. In San Diego, there's all these new teams coming in, hockey teams, and there's rumors of NBA team. Tell me about, is that going to affect the attendance and the value of the San Diego Sockers in that small town?
Well, two things I want to say. First, I want to jump in and say that this is going to be, there's a bit of a celebration going on, Sam, in San Diego for the Sockers. This is going to be the 40th anniversary of the Sockers coming in this year, this upcoming season. So there's a lot of really cool things that are going on with the San Diego Sockers. But to your question, I think there is some effect. I believe that there's a core fan base for the Sockers that keeps the team alive, that covers, you know, the cost of business and all that kind of thing. The hard one is, there's a ton of minor league sport activity in San Diego, and some of it, like the San Diego Gulls, that is happening at the same venue. So I don't think it's possible for there to be no effect on the Sockers attendance, but I'm not really sure there's a lot of an effect on it. The Sockers have a pretty good fan base. But, yeah, the 40th anniversary thing is pretty huge. Of course, a couple of things, if I can throw this out there. Upcoming soon, the major indoor soccer league is having a 40th year reunion, and also the North American Soccer League is having a 50th year reunion, and that's all happening before the season starts. So there's some pretty fun stuff going on.
Yeah, I heard that. The MSS 40th reunion is in Las Vegas in the summer. I'm going to try to hit that up and go there. And then the NASL one, David DiRico, ex-Lancer player, we hope to have him on in a couple weeks to talk about that. But the NASL 50th reunion is in Frisco, Texas, I think, in October, which is coming up soon.
Right.
And then what about this World Mini Football Arena Soccer World Championship in Mexico? Tell me more about that, because, I mean, it's kind of like indoor soccer but played outdoor without the boards, but it's very, very similar.
No. Actually, this is arena soccer. This is not the mini football game that we've been seeing like in Tunisia or Guatemala where it's on a small field with no boards. This is our game. The Major Arena Soccer League style indoor game with boards is going to be played in Hermosillo. And the way you can tell this, the World Mini Football Federation, is what they're doing is they're sort of alternating it every year now. With their World Cup is going to be the mini football outdoor game, and the World Championship every other year, every odd year, is going to be, no, even year, is going to be the indoor game. And it's pretty exciting. There's going to be this month in Boise, Idaho, four-team tournament going on. I think it's the 17th and 18th. I could be wrong about the date. That's going to be a four-team tournament, indoor arena soccer. United States, Mexico, Somalia, and Colombia are going to get together. And all these teams are coming into this area doing these friendlies in preparation for the World Championship. They're calling it the World Championship in Hermosillo on October, which, in fact, it's funny because it runs simultaneous to the MISL 40th year reunion. You can't do both. One of them is.
Oh wow!
One of them
so
is
the same
time. Yeah.
Well, I love how.
Yeah,
you
actually, I think it's the NASL one that's going to be in October in Frisco. But in any case, one of those reunions is at the same time as the World Championships. But there's just a lot of things going on this off season.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, I like how you said though when I didn't realize it was arena soccer, but it says right here in my notes that mini world football arena soccer world championship. So arena soccer is with boards. But when you said it's our game, meaning you know,
I love it.
I'm with you, man. To me, I try to watch outdoor soccer. I am involved with two outdoor teams, and I enjoy the players and I enjoy the events. But man, there is nothing like a pro indoor slash arena soccer game. Man, it's the most exciting thing out there. I'm going to be following all your stuff, brother. So if you go to how do our listeners that listen worldwide, how do they get to watch and listen to your stuff the best way?
To get my things, MASL Off the Wall is a Facebook group page. It's on Facebook. We've got 5,000-plus members on it. All of my things get posted there. Turf and Board's YouTube channel is currently my original post where all of my videos go to. The San Diego Soccers post all of my related material. In other words, they're not posting Nick Pereira's video, for instance, or Bernie Lillivoy's video, for instance. But all of those things, even if they're not soccer's related, everything that I'm trying to get out there and sort of expand into other areas because there's so many other people out there. To limit myself solely to the San Diego Soccers, which is where my passion is, of course, but there's just so much other interest and things going on that, you know, I've got other things going. But, yeah, those are the places to go. MASL Off the Wall, Facebook group page, Turf and Boards, YouTube.
Love it. Greg Suddy, buddy, you're doing an amazing job. Keep it up. And, I don't want to, like, publicly put you on the spot, but I would love to have you be part of the show come MASL season to kind of help us with the Major Arena Soccer League. Any chance you could?
I would love that, Sam.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll accept on the spot right now.
I will talk to you. I mean, we don't have a big budget here. I'll send you a couple boxes of Pop-Tarts or something. So we'll work something out, all right?
That would be great.
Thank you so much. Hey, Greg Suddy from Board, check him out. What an amazing job. Up next here on this exact same channel is The Word on the Street. And the word today is about the husband and wife team with this brand new business that doing something really special for our community, in my opinion. Don't you dare go away. Second hour coming up here on this channel worldwide. I'm Dr. Sam. You're not. He's Rich Kicker Jones. He's in Rockford. I'm in Florida. Give me some mojitos.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. So the staff here has been screaming out, I got another slug, quite a bit. Then Tanya told me her new bestie was Quincy, a spider. I was worried and didn't know what to do until I found out everyone's obsessed with this mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. It's insanely popular. Everyone loving it. Tanya's saying it's easy, it's fun, filled with adorable little critters, and it's totally free to download. It's called Best Fiends. Click to download Best Fiends for free. Like Friends, but minus the R. Best Fiends.
Finish summer strong when you mix and match the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Buy one, get one half off at GNC. Nourish skin at every age with vitamins and collagen, or fuel results with protein, testosterone support, weight loss solutions, and more. Buy one, get one half off. Plus, stay on track with Total Lean Protein Shakes. Now buy two, get one free. Shop online or in-store to save big during GNC's huge summer sales event. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. GNC. Live well. Exclusions apply. See an associate for details.
Here's a project that will have your neighbors knocking at your door. It's the Do-It-Herself Workshop at the Home Depot this month. And the Address Planter Box made from scratch is your project. We'll help you cut, stain, and assemble the parts, and even shop for materials. But you know that the best way to make it yours is to make it yourself. Register today at homedepot.com/workshops. Thursday, August 16th, starting at 6:30 p.m. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
Fox Sports trending now.
This report presented by TrueCar. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore. With True Price from True Car, now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car. So visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Round two of the 100th PGA Championship is now in the books. It was completed this morning after play was suspended yesterday because of weather. This morning, Tiger Woods completed his second round with a 4-under-66. He's at 4-under-par overall, 6 shots behind leader Gary Woodland, who's at 10-under. Ricky Fowler also completed his second round this morning with a 3-under-67. He's at 8-under-par overall, 2 shots off the lead. Round three gets underway later today. NFL preseason Friday night, Sam Darnold 13 of 18 for 96 yards and a touchdown of the Jets 17-0 win over the Falcons. I'm Isaac Lowenkron.
We are Bogwarts!
Woo!
You want a home no more than 25 minutes from work. Because anything more than that would be bad. You need Realtor.com, the home of home search.
This fall, you can go from New York to new pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas. Just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line. Sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
Finish summer strong when you mix and match the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Buy one, get one half off at GNC. Nourish skin at every age with vitamins and collagen, or fuel results with protein, testosterone support, weight loss solutions, and more. Buy one, get one half off. Plus, stay on track with Total Lean Protein Shakes. Now buy two, get one free. Shop online or in-store to save big during GNC's huge summer sales event. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. GNC. Live well. Exclusions apply. See an associate for details.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Now it's time for Word on the Street.
Soccer Sam welcomes the biggest names in Rochester sports, politics, media, and community to talk one-on-one. This is not your average interview show. Sam goes way beyond, some might say over the line, to get the inside dirt. Be a part of the show. Call or text 222-1280. Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, this is Word on the Street. Here's Soccer Sam.
Good afternoon, America. This is Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here. It's Word on the Street. I'm doing the show today from beautiful Delray Beach, Florida. In the studio is our producer and my good friend, Rich Kicker Jones. Richie, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, Sammy. How is the weather down there?
It is warm and humid, and at this place where our studio is here, it's outdoors, and there's like these little lizards, or they look like, you know, dinosaurs, like crawling around everywhere. But I just got to keep mine in my mojito while I'm doing the show here. But the word on the street, Richie, you and I started this 25 years ago, and it was basically a chance for us to do something different during the Jeff DeVeronica High School show break, which comes back early September. Jeff will be back. Jeff is now with the West Rochester School District, but he was with the Democrat and Chronicle newspaper for years, covering different things, including businesses. I follow what Mary Chow does in businesses, and throughout these 25 years, we've had some of the who's who of Rochester businesses on the show. Today, my opinion, we have the future who's who of Rochester businesses on today's show. And this young couple, I've known them for a long time. And while I'm on the show here, a UPS truck just pulled up in front of the bikini bar here. So I'm sorry if you could hear that, guys. But they are the owners of Rock and Soul Fitness. Rock and Soul Fitness is in Webster, New York, in the village of Webster, 43 East Main Street. It's a new business, less than a year old. And rockandsoulfitness.com is how you get a hold of them. LLC and the word and then Soul, S-U-L, fitness.com. It is Melina and Joey Guadagnino. Welcome to the word on the street.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for having us today.
Hey, Sam.
Now, Melina, Joey, Joe, do I call you Joey or Joe? What do you prefer?
No, Joe is good. Joe works.
Joe? All right, Joe.
Yeah.
So, listen, let's talk about the word of the street. I want to know about Rock and Soul Fitness. Now, I've known both you guys since you were kids. I mean, I grew up with Joe's dad. Melina's my wife's cousin. Joe's grandfather, the late great Joe Guadagnino, was my first ever attorney that helped me start the name, the business of Salvatore's Pizza, which I do for a real living. So a lot of connections there, and I want to clear that up. That's not why they're on the show today. The reason they're on the show today is I got invited to this Rock and Soul Fitness in Webster, New York. I walked in, I was blown away. This place is so different. I want to find out more about that. Then I invited them to come to the Lancer Games. Not only did they come to the Lancer Games, they came during rainstorms. They came during 100-degree temperature nights where people weren't even leaving their houses because it was so hot. But they showed up with their booth to promote their business. So that encouraged me more to go see their place again. So I went to a wine tasting event in the Webster Village. And Rock and Soul was one of the stops, and man, I was so impressed with the story. So I want to start off first, Melina and Joe, with the story. The story is this: you are a husband and wife team, right?
Yeah.
Now, Melina, you have a full time gig, right? What do you do for a living?
So my full time job is I am a teacher at Spencerport High School. So on top of owning Rock and Soul Fitness, I also am an educator.
So you got a full time gig, but you like this whole fitness thing going on. And Joe, what do you do now? What do you do for a living, brother?
Sam, I am the director of carrier relations for a German telecom company. What I do mostly is buy fiber from likes of Verizon and Spectrum, and I like the Rochester area. You don't know. If you have Spectrum Internet, you don't know that you're buying for me. That's what I do.
So the point of this is that both of you have really good full-time career-type jobs, and suddenly you see a need for something to help people. And that's what I get out of when I come there and I see you guys there with you know, your families are all there. Everybody's there to kind of help out. But it's like this labor of love to help people. Tell me how the Rock and Soul Fitness idea came about.
So I grew up dancing. I'm a lifelong dancer. I started when I was 3 years old. And I came across the bar workout about 4 or 5 years ago, and I just absolutely loved this workout. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced, and it brought me back to my dance days. So I was in love. I could only go to this bar workout at one studio, and unfortunately, they closed about 2 years ago. So I couldn't find a bar class that I absolutely loved. And I knew I could teach it. It was something that was a passion of mine. So I talked to my husband, and we decided we wanted to open up a bar studio, especially on the east side, because we both grew up in Rochester, and I grew up in Webster. So this was something that I felt was missing, a really cool, hip fitness studio, boutique. So we found a really awesome space in the upcoming Webster Village, which is currently being revitalized with the Village Bakery and a couple other new hip boutique studios. So we thought it would be really cool to be a part of this revitalization and bring fitness and our love of fitness and bar and yoga to the community.
So now you keep on saying bar. Now, like, I've been in a lot of bars this last week, and I'm struggling on the show today because of a bar. But tell me about your version of bar, and what does bar mean for people that want to get healthy, want to get fit, are pushing my age? I'm 49, my 9th anniversary, my 49th birthday was just recently. I mean, what does bar mean for me to get healthy and get fit and live a longer life?
Awesome. Okay, so bar. A lot of people probably think that I'm talking about the bar where you drink at. And that is completely the opposite of what we do here at our bar. So our bar is a workout that started over 30 years ago. There was a dancer who was injured, and she was looking for a way to rehabilitate her back. So she created her own physical therapy and turned it into this bar workout. The bar workout is a total body workout. You work out every single muscle group with tiny, precise movements. So these are little micro movements that you use to challenge your muscles. We challenge the muscles so much that they start to shake, and that's normal. Sometimes people will take my class and I'll say, shaking is good. That's what we're going for. We want to fatigue the muscles. So we literally do these tiny movements until your muscles are at the point of exhaustion. This is a great workout because it's low impact and it's really easy on the joints. So someone who is your age, Sam, could really benefit from this because it strengthens the muscles around your joints. It helps build bone density. And I have one client and an instructor who's really seen benefits with her arthritis because it really builds up that muscle around the bone. And it also is beneficial at preventing osteoporosis. With an aging population and baby boomers, this workout is perfect for anyone at any age.
So like you know, I haven't been in the gym in a long time. Like, you know, I just don't feel comfortable going to the gym because I go there and there's all these muscle guys with all their tattoos looking at me like, well, what are you doing here? And like, you know, it's more of a welcoming place for not someone that like me that hasn't been in the gym in a long time.
Absolutely. Our studio is locally owned. We're community-based, and we're a boutique. So as soon as you walk in, we love to learn our clients' names. We have a very hometown feel, and I know Joey wants to add to that.
Yeah, exactly. When we're talking boutique, we mean just that. It's personal attention to the members. Other gyms or the larger gyms who offer some similar-like classes don't have that touch. You come in, you're one of 450 members, you swipe your badge, and you go. This is, you know, we recognize you by name. You go in our studio, which has a 30-foot ceiling, a beautiful focal wall, You know, things we do a little different is, you know, lemon cucumber waters for our members. We have bananas and apples. After class, we provide lavender scented cold towels for their faces, things like that. We're trying to be a spa like, think high end like Del Monte or something similar to that. Just for, you know, the members to feel good where they're working out, and feel like they have personal attention.
And also we want our students to feel comfortable. So this is a very comfortable space, very welcoming. We know that a lot of people might be new to bar or yoga. So we offer a really, really great supportive environment.
You know, and you, your whole theory, your talk about, you know, older people needing to exercise, and I agree with you. Like, you know, I think a lot of my issues right now with joint pain in my hip, my knees, and my back is because I'm not doing enough to stay active. And sitting on a bar stool, like on my time off, and just, you know, playing soccer once a week just isn't doing it for me anymore. So we come back. I want to find out more about different classes. You know, what the cost is, could I buy somebody a gift to give them to them to come there? Because, I mean, I really believe that Rock and Soul Fitness is such a unique, cool place. And that's why we're focusing on you guys today on Word on the Street. So, could you guys hang through the next break with me?
Absolutely, Sam.
It's Melina and Joey Guadagnino, the owners of Rock and Soul Fitness. They're located in the Webster Village, 43 East Main Street, and you could go on their site at Rock and Soul. It's ROC and the word and then Soul, S-U-L, fitness.com. You get more information on how to join up, but this is the coolest, hippest, newest place in Rochester, New York, and in the Monroe County area, I should say. So we come back, we're going to find out more about Rock and Soul Fitness here on the Word on the Street worldwide, with Rich Kicker Jones pushing the buttons in beautiful downtown Rochester, New York. I'm Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here in Delray Beach, Florida, doing my thing. We'll be back here in a few minutes on The Word, Word on the Street.
You can go from New York to New Pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line, sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At The Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We're back. It's The Word on the Street. Good afternoon, America. And I am Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here. Today we are focusing on a Rochester, New York business based out of Rochester, New York, in a village near in Webster, New York, called Rock and Soul Fitness. They are located 43 East Main Street in the village of Webster. You could call their location if you don't do online stuff. And the phone number there is 585-228-5284. That's 228-5284. It's rockandsoulfitness.com. The owners are Melina and Joey Guadagnino, good friends of mine, but I'm more impressed on what they've created here. You just heard some Richie Jones just played some music there. you guys got the cool hip music going on in these classes, Melina?
Hi, Sam. How are you? We're back.
Yeah, you guys got the music blasting at these classes at your facility, your studio, your boutique, I should say.
Yes.
Music's important, right?
The music is definitely important to us. We have really fun, energizing music that we play here to keep our clients motivated. We love music.
So now, okay, so it's a boutique. It's Rochester's premier boutique. And Joey kind of explained a little bit of the difference between a boutique and a gym, and I get that. But it's more than that, man. The decor there is just gorgeous. Who designed this place? Where did you guys come up with this look and this feel of your gym, of your boutique?
So we designed the studio from our hearts. We really want to thank Gaetano Construction. They helped us build out our space, and they did a phenomenal job. A lot of the touches that we put into our studio, we were able to use reclaimed materials, which was really important to us to recycle and reuse some really cool architecture pieces from the Rochester area. So a lot of the reclaimed wood that you see in our studio came from one of the village storefronts, our salon. So we were able to reuse a lot of wood. We also hired Lorraine Staunch, a wonderful local artist from Fairport, and she created the most beautiful accent wall for us that is a centerpiece at our studio. And she filled our studio with a lot of beautiful paintings that are for sale. So that is really special. So if you stop in, all the artwork is for sale. And we also found this really cool barn door. I happened to be driving down the road in Ontario and came across this antique store, and I found this barn door that was falling apart, but it was beautiful. So Gaetano rebuilt it for us, and it is now a centerpiece, and it came from Sweden, New York, so it's really cool. It has a cool backstory, so that's a really cool piece that people see immediately when they walk into our studio.
It is truly gorgeous. I know Homerama is in Webster in a couple weeks or maybe next weekend. And I think anyone that's listening to the show in other parts of Rochester, that if you're near there, just go. If you don't have time to join that day, just go to check out the place, because it's truly so different. And Gaetano Abbati, it's his birthday today. Tommy, I used to call him Tommy when he was a kid. Now he's Gaetano because he's big time. But Gaetano Abbati is one of the most creative, designer / I don't know what's the word I'm using, contractors, I think, in Rochester, New York. Does all the cool hip bars throughout, not just in Rochester, but in Florida and throughout the country. But he helped with putting your dream together with his hands, right, and his hammer.
Absolutely. He was phenomenal to work with, so I highly recommend him. He's very creative.
So, all right, so we know the place is beautiful. We know that you both have full-time jobs. How do you find time to run a business today with the demands of running a business today with two very successful full-time jobs?
Sam, we just love what we do so much. We just have a passion for fitness that it's not like another job. It's like something that we are very passionate about. So we just love to be here, love interacting with our clients and meeting new people.
And, the key to this is our support staff. Sure, we're here. I'm more on the operations side. Melina is bar certified, teaches four classes a week. But we have, 30 classes, Sam, with 11 great instructors. And they're not only teaching class, running the studio when we're not here, at the front desk, helping with support. So that's really the formula. The formula is the staff and just us grinding it out to give the community a different experience in the fitness world.
You talked about your staff, and I went on your website. But you just don't have, you guys have the who's who of Rochester Fitness on your staff. I mean, Marianne Guadagnino, she's been doing this thing for years, man. Her resume is just unbelievable. I saw her on there. I assume you related, Joe, Melina. But Marianne has just got some major history there. And then Shirley Marino's on there. I mean, she's been around the dance business forever. And the list goes on. Tell me more about some of your instructors.
Yes, Shirley Marino is fabulous. She has over 30 years experience in the fitness industry. She started as a dancer, and then she taught gymnastics, and she's a personal trainer. And she actually teaches our newest class called Bar Burn, which is a HIIT style bar class. And the benefits of HIIT style, which is high intensity interval training, is that it burns a lot of calories in a short amount of time. It helps boost endurance, and it's so great for your heart. She starts every class off with cardio, and our other instructor, Janae, also teaches this Bar Burn class. She has a degree in exercise science. Our staff is just phenomenal. I could go on and on about how much experience they have. They are so talented.
You know, the other thing that I think is important to mention about our staff, what we've done is we've hired professionals, and we've given them the rein to do what they want to do, which means, and why it's important, is, you know, other places, other franchises have their way. I get it. That's what they do. That's why they're successful. But we feel the niche in the market is, okay, you come to Katie Jameson's class on Friday at 10 o'clock, you get one workout. You go to Melina's class Sunday at 11, it's another workout, and you know, so on and so on and so on. They've all been instructed to change the workout weekly, but you're going to get something different every time. There's 30 classes. There's 30 different styles. So that's pretty cool.
It sounds really, you know, cool that you give them the freedom to kind of do what they're best at and what they think that, you know, the people in the class want to learn from. Now, like, you know, I know before we get in the next break, when we come back from the next break, I want to talk about pricing and how, you know, how I could get some memberships for people I know. But, like, what do I wear? Like, you know, like you own these gyms today, like, you know, like usually when I go to gym, I wear my Hooter shorts and my Jane Fonda headband. What do I wear when I come there? What's the dress code, if you will, for women and then men? I mean, tell me about that.
So I recommend that you just come in comfortable clothes. So whether that's yoga pants and a tank top or T-shirt, just come in whatever you feel most comfortable working out in. And if you're coming to a yoga class, I recommend that you bring a yoga mat. We do have a couple extras that you can borrow. And if you're coming to bar class, I suggest that you bring sticky socks, or you can buy them from us. We sell them here if you don't have them, or you can go barefoot. And for Shirley and Janae's Bar Burn class, we recommend you wear sneakers.
So sneakers and socks and bar, like someone like me that, you know, hasn't done a lot, you know, other than maybe tie my shoes a couple times a day, what class is the easiest for me to get involved in where I could start slowly getting into this fitness thing where you could help me adjust my body where the next time I do come to Florida and I go to the beach, I'm not embarrassed to take off my shirt?
Okay, so Sam, for you, I would recommend our Hatha yoga class. We have a variety of yoga classes and bar classes, but our Hatha class is what I always recommend to people who are looking to start off their yoga practice. So our Hatha class is a slow-paced yoga class that really focuses in on the deliberate breath, the postures and poses, proper alignment. And it's just a really great class that goes at a little slower pace, and it's really gentle. We also have our Rock and Flow 1 and 2, which are our yoga classes that are a vinyasa-style yoga, which are phenomenal. Our Rock and Flow 1 also would be great for beginners looking to test out the waters and try yoga. Yoga has so many benefits because it's really for anyone. We have a variety of classes so that you can pick a style of yoga that fits your needs, whether you're a beginner or you are a practice yogi. And it's really great for building your core, your strength, your posture, reducing stress. It's just phenomenal. And, you know, our yoga instructors gave me some tips today for just for your show. They wanted me to tell you that just keep coming. If you are new at yoga, there's no person who's bad at yoga because it's your practice and you go at your own pace. So don't look at the person next to you. Just do you and follow your own routine. And if you keep coming, you'll learn something new every time.
I love that. So basically, I don't have to worry about the people around me and what they're doing. You can help me with my own pace. Cause like when I go, I did try to go to one of those gyms, $99 a month gyms. You go there and, I get on a treadmill and I got my salami sandwich and I got a beer. Like the guy next to me is like running 100 miles an hour, like Forrest Gump. It's like, so, I mean, I didn't feel comfortable. I felt out of place. Like, they told me I couldn't eat on the treadmill. I mean, but when I come there, it's more relaxed and I could do things at my own pace. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We have a very welcoming, non-intimidating studio, and our instructors will make you feel welcome. They will modify. If you can't do a pose or something in bar is not comfortable for you, whether you're an expecting new mom, which we have a lot of those who take classes, or you have an injury that you're recovering from, our instructors will do our absolute best to make sure you feel welcome and encouraged, and they will support you during class.
And I saw on your site you have yoga for people that are 55 and older too, or is there more like age appropriate classes for someone like me?
That's again where I would recommend our Hatha yoga class. And we do have a program. We are working with the Fit and Active program that's for people who are 55 and older. So it's through Excellus, and this is a phenomenal deal. So if you qualify, check your insurance. If you qualify for the Fit and Active, we offer a $25 per month membership for those who are 55 and older and apply. So definitely look at your insurance plan. See if this is something that you have. If so, it's an incredible deal that you should take advantage of.
I had no idea. So basically, you accept like my Blue Cross card. I could use it there and get it since I am part of that plan. I could use it there.
Yes. So this applies to everyone. Doesn't matter your age. We do offer healthy rewards with Blue Cross Blue Shield, so you can get reimbursed for working out if you track your hours. And we actually have several members who requested their hours. We can print those out for you. You can submit them to your insurance company, and you can get reimbursed for working out. So definitely check your plan. See if you qualify for healthy rewards through Blue Cross.
Healthy rewards. Wow. Listen, we got to go to one more break right now. Can you guys stay with me?
Absolutely.
All right, we're talking to Rock and Soul Fitness. It's a cool fitness salon boutique in Webster, New York. You got to go check it out. It's right in the Village there at 43 East Main Street. If you go online at rockandsoulfitness.com, the phone number is 228-5284. We come back, we're going to find out about pricing. We just found out that Blue Cross is accepted there. You got to read your policy and what you got coming, but they can help you through that. So if you want to get healthy, you want to get fit, you want to do something different and exciting that a lot of your friends and neighbors are doing right now, it's Rock and Soul Fitness, and we'll be right back here on The Word on the Street.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking up for a place to go. Thank you.
You want a home no more than 25 minutes from work. Because anything more than that would be bad. You need Realtor.com, the home of home search.
This fall, you can go from New York to New Pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line, sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We are back. It is the word on the street. Today's focus is Rock and Soul Fitness, Rochester's premier boutique and fitness studio with the emphasis on bar. And we learned about bar in our first segment. And it's kind of the new upcoming way of getting fit and getting healthy. And you talked about how it could help people my age, Melina. People that are 55 and older can help, but also could help younger people. Tell me about, like, I see all kinds of stuff on your site about birthday parties. I know the Lancer Dancers were there recently, and they're from 18 to 25, and they were like, this is the best place to go, the best workout. They shared it all over Facebook and social media. Tell me about all the different things you have for not just people like my age, but the younger people, and I'm excited to find out more about birthday parties.
Yes, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So
I got my hearing aid on. Why? What? Are you testing me right now?
So we have kids yoga birthday parties here at our studio, and we have adult birthday parties. So you can come have your birthday party here no matter what age you are. We recently hosted a really fun 30th birthday party, actually two 30th birthday parties. One was here at our studio, and one was on location. We sent an instructor out to the park to do a really fun yoga class, and they drank wine as they did yoga. They had so much fun. So we are all about birthday parties. We can even do corporate events parties. We can put together a special program for you and your team or organization. And something fun we're doing is we are hosting bachelorette parties. I know some people are trying to be more health conscious nowadays, and instead of going and having a big party where you're drinking and going to bars, instead you can come to our bar and get a healthy workout, and you can use our space to bring food, and we can set it up for you so that you have a really special day. We also are working on a homeschool program. So kids who are homeschooled, stay tuned, because we're putting together a really fun program for kids during the day, and it will be partnered up with the new business coming into the village called the Pickled Paintbrush. So it'll be your PE credit and your art credit. So that is going to be really, really fun. And like you mentioned, the Lancer Dancers were here, and I taught their class. And they come here all the time. They had so much fun, and I had a blast teaching them. They are the nicest group of girls, Sam. You have put together such a great team.
Well, it's not me. It's Carrie Palandro Miller and her two captains, Calista and Kayla. They're amazing to work with. And I'm glad they enjoyed it. And they like I said, they shared it, and they're so excited about supporting your facility. You know, you talked a little bit a minute ago about, you know, birthday parties and events there. Could I, like, you know, like, if I want to do, like, we have this thing where a bunch of us gags, we meet a certain time every Friday, high school friends, Joe Guadagnino Sr. and a bunch of guys, we meet at a place could we like come there for a class and do that? Or is like how hard is it to get a private class with a group of people for an individual party?
It is super easy. If you are interested in scheduling a private class or a private lesson with a one-on-one instructor, all you have to do is email us at rockandsoulfitness@gmail.com or stop in and see us. We'd be happy to arrange that for you.
And I love the whole homeschool program because, you know, throughout high school, I was homeschooled a lot. You know, not by choice, but I was suspended a lot. But it's kind of cool where I could have done something instead of sitting home watching TV. I could, you know, that's amazing that you do that with the homeschool. You guys are on your game, like things that I never even thought you could do with fitness. With you mentioned, you know, women that are pregnant. You mentioned, like, you know, older people coming in there and getting healthy, you know, stagettes kind of thing. I mean, it is amazing what Rock and Soul Fitness is doing right now.
I forgot to mention we're also rolling out our Mommy and Me classes. So it's really important for new moms to be active, and we're going to be doing a class soon. But we are demoing our Mommy and Me class next Saturday on the 18th with the Leleche Group of Rochester at Tinker Nature Park at 12:30 p.m. This is a free event. Please feel free to come, take class, bring your mat, bring your young child, and we're going to have so much fun.
Mommy and Me, that is so cool. Now, guys, what about, like, I see you guys on Facebook, like, you're all these different places that you're doing these events from. Tell me how that all works.
So we love to partner up with our community and local businesses, and that's part of our mission is to be really community-oriented and based. So we've partnered up with a lot of really cool, a lot of new businesses for really fun events. So we recently partnered with K2 Brothers Brewery. They are located in Penfield. And on Saturday the 18th, we are doing a free community class there. It's called Bar in the Beer Garden. And we are partnering with the Webster Village. Tonight we're doing another wine walk, Sam. I know you came to the last one. That was so much fun.
That is so cool, and how the whole community comes together and just checks out your place and does it. You know, before I get into the pricing and how I can sign up, I just want to, like, talk about the different classes. Like, you know, we talked about a few, the bar burn. Tell me about some of the other classes and how they benefit different people. And, you know, Soccer Sam's is not just my name. It's my passion. How do, like, the soccer listeners that are listening throughout the country right now that are listening to this show, Word on the Street, how do they get better at what they do at the game of soccer? There's more kids and adults play organized soccer than all the other sports combined throughout America. How could bar or yoga or your studio, Rock and Soul Fitness, help them?
So bar and yoga is so beneficial for athletes and runners. One of the benefits is cross-training. It helps prevent injuries because our bar and yoga classes are low impact, and they work to strengthen the lower body, your muscles, and your joints. And we know that runners and soccer players, they're active. They do a lot of high impact training. So paired with yoga and bar, it's great because it's gentle, low impact, and it helps with that strength training, which is so great because we really work those muscles and build up those muscles. So that's really important. It also helps with flexibility. You know, a lot of runners, I know when I run, I'm guilty of not stretching properly before I run. So this is really beneficial because you're getting a really good stretch. You're stretching out those hamstrings, and it's really important. And it also improves coordination and balance. So this is great for more than just athletes. I know as people age, it's really beneficial because bar and yoga helps you with your stability. So it helps prevent falls. It strengthens bones. Like I said, it can help prevent osteoporosis. Bar and yoga helps develop crucial core muscles. So if you're an athlete, you know how important the core is. So the core, having a strong core, helps you as an athlete with your posture, your form, If you run in your sport, this helps improve your speed, and it helps prevent injury because you are really working on strengthening those muscles and joints. And lastly, as an athlete, you know you need to be focused, focused on your game and your practice. So yoga and barre really helps you with your focus and stress management, building that endurance and helping you relax and be more mindful and present in the moment as you practice your sport.
That is fantastic. Now, you know, you were at the Lancers game, and in one of the games you did a halftime demonstration with some of the young kids there. And after that, one of the old school soccer guys, it might have been legendary trainer Joe Sirianni, somebody said to me that that's how the old Lancers of the NASL and the old school trainers and coaches focused on more of that type of stuff with you know, the lower body. And it wasn't just soccer tournaments every weekend, and it wasn't just kicking the ball at the goal. These trainers back then focused more on the core, like you just mentioned. And you know, I'm not saying coaches don't do that right now or youth clubs don't do that right now, but maybe this is one way where if you're not getting enough of that, you could go to Rock and Soul Fitness and get your fix. So now when you show up at practice and you're focusing on just kicking the ball or you know, working on your skating skills if you're a hockey player or your shooting skills as a basketball player, you go to Rock and Soul, work on your core, and if your coaches don't have time or aren't focusing on that, at least you get that fixed. Right, Melina?
Yes. I'm going to turn it over to Joe. He's going to explain a little more about that.
So let me just – Melina explained barre from the instructor point of view, Sam, but let me explain it from my point of view. I'm the same as you. I tie my shoes. I have been in classes, obviously, but – so the barre class – obviously, there's a big open space, and there's mirrors, and there's a ballet barre that goes all the way around the studio. When class starts, you do things like this. You do planks on the floor. Again, we provide mats. You do a lot of lightweight curls, things like that, standing up with 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 5 pounds, or 8 pounds, depending on what you can do. Then you do push-ups on the floor. You do planks. And then when you go to the barre, things we do on the barre are, again, more push-ups. You hold the barre with your left leg facing right, and you do leg lifts. Then, you know, you use the barre for support. You do more strength pull-ups on the barre. And then we have a series where you take a little ball, like a, you know, squishy ball or a ball that you use in your pool, and you put it in between your legs, and you squeeze the ball. You take the ball in between your right knee, and you lift your right knee up while holding the ball. So that's what the barre class is. That's how I see it. That's how I've done it.
So it's quite different. It's quite different than your traditional stuff. And obviously, like I explained earlier, it's not old school, but it's kind of like how a lot of athletes used to train before you know, a lot of things were happening now. But you do it in this cool, hip environment. I just love it, man.
Yes, Dan, we like to think outside of the box here at Rock and Soul Fitness. We like to challenge the traditional yoga and fitness norm. So one of the cool things we have launched this past summer was a class called Puppies and Yoga. So Puppies and Yoga is just what it sounds like. We worked with a local breeder. We brought in some of the cutest, most adorable puppies, and we held this class here. It sold out instantly, so we're going to be planning some more, but it was just so much fun, just a laid-back class. The puppies were running around and just were so cute, and it was just a feel-good vibes class. It was more about just feeling good, playing with puppies, you know, stress reducer, and I heard from a mother after the class ended. She reached out to me, and she told me that her daughter had been looking so forward to taking puppies and yoga because she had fought a long year of fighting cancer, and she beat cancer. She's now cancer-free, and she just was so thrilled to be able to come and take puppies and yoga. So this is a really cool, cool class that we've introduced, and we're going to be planning another one soon. So stay tuned if you're interested. We'll be posting on our website and our Instagram soon so you can hear more about it.
I love it. Well, we're going to come back with you guys. I want to find out some pricing so I can get some gifts. It's Rock and Soul Fitness, 43 East Main Street, the Webster, in the Webster Village, 228-5284. And you can go to rockandsoulfitness.com. It's the word. The word on the street. We'll be right back. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more fun. So you're about to open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. And it's fiery, baby.
This fall, you can go from New York to new pals on a Disney cruise.
Welcome aboard, New York!
A magical vacation to Bermuda, Canada, or the Bahamas just got a lot closer. Disney Cruise Line, sailing from New York this fall. Click the banner now for more magic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 42424. That's J-U-D-G-E to 42424.
We're back. It's the Word on the Street. Today's feature is Rock and Soul Fitness, Rochester's premier boutique fitness studio with the emphasis on bar. We have on in the studio with Rich Kicker Jones, Molina, and Joey Guadagnino, the owners of Rock and Soul Fitness, based out of the Webster Village, 43 East Main Street in the Webster Village. Now, look, you've explained in the last hour, I had no idea that you appeal to so many different groups of people. So now my gift list is even greater. It's not just that relative that's looking to get in a little bit of shape, but it could be my pregnant daughter. It could be my son-in-law who thinks he's a soccer player, but he really isn't, but maybe he needs to get better at it. It could be my grandson who wants to get fit for football, or my grandsons that want to get fit for football. It's all over the place. If you got a puppy, you got puppy classes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Over 55 people that want to get, you know, healthy. But what now, if I want to buy a 1 month membership, give me some pricing so I can kind of like, you know, decide what I want to do for my gifts, Molina. I want to buy a bunch of gifts coming up soon for people. Cause I mean, it could be a wedding gift. It could be a birthday gift. It could be anything, you know, give me some prices for Rocket Soul Fitness.
Okay, Sam. So we are running a really great special for our new clients. So anyone who comes in, our best deal is our intro month special. And today we're offering to your listeners a special price. It's usually $49.99, but anyone who comes in and mentions the term Soccer Sam, you will get $10 off our intro special. So $39.99, mention Soccer Sam, and you will get an unlimited 30-day trial of our classes. You can come in and try all of our amazing classes. Our bar flow, which I forgot to mention, combines yoga and bars. It's like the ultimate workout. It's such a popular class. And then from there, we have a 12-month contract, which is $69.99 a month. We have various contracts, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. You can buy bundles. We sell 5, 10, 20 class bundles. You can do a month pass. Or you can just drop in. Our new clients pay $12 for a drop in. All of our yoga classes, this is huge. So yoga classes, our hatha, our rock and flow 1 and 2 are all $10 all summer through the end of August. So that is huge. We also are doing yoga in the park every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Meet at the studio. That's only $5. And it's an amazing class taught by our Mackenzie. She's wonderful. We do offer a veterans a discount. So if you come in with your veteran card, just show us. We'd be happy to apply a discount for you. You know, we do have that. I mentioned the Blue Cross Blue Shield. So, again, take advantage of that. If that's something you have, definitely look into that. And we love to take care of our college and high school students. We have special pricing for them as well as military. So be sure to let us know if you're a college student, high school student, or in the military. We'll take care of you.
Plus, earlier you said you had a special for seniors.
Seniors, yes. Seniors, if you have active and fit, check your membership plans. You can join for just $25 a month for unlimited classes. So this is a huge, huge savings. So make sure to check your plans.
I love it. I mean, so your $49 unlimited, if you come in and you say Soccer Sam, you get a $39 for a 30-day unlimited. So I could come to a class every day if I wanted. $39?
Absolutely. You can come to as many classes a day as you like.
I just spent more than $39 on coffee this morning for me and my wife. I mean, that's nothing. $39 for a whole 30 days of fitness to get healthy, to get ready for the next big event, to get ready for your high school season, and if you're playing sports, to get ready for that wedding that you want to look good and fit in that suit. I mean, there's just so many things that you could do at Rock and Soul Fitness, 43 East Main Street, Webster Village, rockandsoulfitness.com. Melina and Joey, man, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, this show, Word on the Street, you know, we've been having some seasoned business people on the show over the years, the last 25 years. This is probably the first time that we've had a young, up-and-coming business. I can't wait for 20 years from now to interview you guys again, because I think this thing's going to explode. I think you have the potential to go national, worldwide, with the look, the feel, the classes you do. And I just wish you guys nothing but the best at Rock and Soul Fitness.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. We appreciate it. Appreciate the time.
Well, listen, so before I let you both go, just you gave some tips for some newbies. Just quickly, I show up today. I got... it's $10 for the summer. So I got $10. I drop in. There's a couple spots left in the class. What do I got to bring again? Give me quickly. What do I got? How do I got to dress up to come? Just to, I'm in the car right now. I'm driving around Rochester.
Okay.
So I just went to the market. I'm bored. What do I need?
Comfortable clothes. You can, if you're coming to yoga, bring a yoga mat. If you don't have one, we have you covered. If you are taking bar, barefoot or sticky socks, and if you're taking bar burn, bring your sneakers.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you need.
All right, well, I'm going to stop by. when I come back. Yeah, that's funny. When I come back to town, guys, I am going to come by. And I'm going to get some of the unlimited for my family and myself because I need to get healthy again, get rid of some of this back pain and knee pain and hip pain, and get ready for some competitive over 55 soccer that I'm going to be playing soon. So thank you so much, Joey and Melina Guadagnino from Rock and Soul Fitness. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate your time and having us on today.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Well, Richie, man, another segment. That's another segment of Rock of the Word on the Street with Rock and Soul Fitness. And, Richie, you know, we talk about all the time about you and I getting a little more healthy, man. We got to join together. Let's do a class together. It'd be fun.
Hey, I'm game for it. I don't know about putting my foot up on a bar, but I'm game for it.
I'm going to bring my camera for that one, buddy.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's the Word on the Street. You've been listening here on iHeartRadio worldwide. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're in the Rochester, New York area, don't you dare forget to stop by Rock and Soul Fitness, 43 East Main Street, Webster Village. It's a cool, hip, premier boutique for fitness. It's a studio. It's It's something you got to take pictures in. It's just gorgeous. I'm Soccer Sam Fantuzzo in Florida. He's Rich Kicker Jones in Rochester, New York. Have yourself a great, great weekend. And if you can, feel it, baby. Feel the kick for life.